proclamation number 6763 dated the February 16th, 1957. Loving help for fellow human beings in distress. You shall help and comfort those who suffer earthly or spiritual hardship. Then you will truly exercise neighborly love and also awaken love in your fellow human being. The lost days cannot pass people by without sorrow and adversity, for they are the lost means used by me to win them over for myself. I want to speak to every human heart by way of such adversity, and if they hear me, if they recognize my voice in their distress and then turn their heart and ear to me, they will have taken a step forward, they will have entered the path which leads to ascent. But there are still untold people who keep the heart and ear close to me. And you should speak to these and direct them in their adversity to me, where they will find true comfort and help. You are already helping them by not ignoring their distress, and this help will be gratefully received. You should believe that only love is the correct remedy, that love heals wounds, that love soothes pain, and that no human being is immune to a deed of love. And thus, every deed of love will awaken reciprocated love in another person, and only in this way can souls be one. Souls only mature through love, and if a soul is capable of love, then suffering, too, will result in great blessings, for then the soul will purge itself of all impurities and let every ray of love take effect on it. Therefore you should talk to all people whom you know to be in difficult situations, who endure much suffering and are without hope and despondent. Comfort them and refer them to me. Don't leave them to their pain, so that they won't feel lonely in despair. Every kind word is soothing to them, and compassion lets them feel their pain less intensely. Provide them with earthly and spiritual comfort, so that all suffering will have a beneficial effect on their souls. For you all still have to face much adversity and misery, you will all still experience situations when you will be grateful for comforting advice, for all kinds of assistance. In the coming time one person will have to depend on the other, and where people don't support each other the hardship will appear almost unbearable unless they turn to me, who will never leave a person if he calls to me. And that is all I want to achieve, that people establish such a heartfelt bond with me that they will never feel lonely and abandoned, but always know that their guardian and helper is next to them, and that they then will no longer feel their adversity as harshly and as bitterly as the person who is still distant from me. Every adversity is endurable for a person who takes refuge with me, but you, who want to serve me, can work as mediators between myself and them. You can show them the way to eliminate their distress, and if you do it with love you will also be successful. Don't let your hearts harden, don't ignore your fellow human beings' hardship, look around yourselves and you will see much adversity, and your help will always be comforting to others. But you all can help, for the right kind of help consists of kind-hearted thoughts, kind-hearted words and of actions that your love asks you to do. True, compassionate love for your fellow human being in distress will always let you find ways and means to ease the hardship, and spiritual guidance is frequently of greater value than earthly assistance, for you thereby open the door to their hearts for me. And once I can enter them myself they will also be comforted and gladly carry their cross for their soul's sake. And then their adversity will have been a blessing, for then they will have found their way home to the Father, I will have won them for eternity. Amen.